It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
And after thinking about it some more, I've changed my mind.
What?
We're on the phone right now with our listener, Allie. And about a year ago, she went out with a guy that she met on Tinder. And it turned out to be a terrible date. She found out that the dude was a jerk. And fast forward to today, that same guy is now applying for a position at her company. And if he lands it, he will essentially be her boss. And she doesn't want to work with the guy. So originally, she had changed his resume and was thinking about submitting that on his behalf so that he wouldn't get the job because she made some horrible changes to his resume. And the more that I think about it, this Awkward Tuesday phone call, a little bit more boring than changing the guy's resume. So now I'm back to that. Allie, I think you should do the whole thing again. Just change the resume and submit that. I've changed my mind.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think that just sounds more fun than an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
He's trying to ruin everything.
Oh, Allie, so you want to call him right now and convince him not to interview for this job?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just going to be super awkward and weird, and it's not a good idea.
And I would try to stay as civil as possible, because remember, if he does get the job, you're about to make things even weirder than they already are.
Well, yeah, but hopefully it doesn't come to that. Like, hopefully he's a gentleman and he just says, you know what, you're right. I'm good.
Okay, well, right. I'm going to dial the phone number. What's his name again?
Chris.
Chris, okay, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Chris?
This is him.
Hi, Chris. My name's Allie. I don't know if you remember me. We went out on a Tinder date about a year ago.
Oh.
You took me to that pizza place?
Allie. Oh, God. Hi. Yes, of course I remember you. How have you been?
Good. You remember me. I'm kind of surprised, but I'm good.
I'm surprised to hear from you, too. It's really good to hear from you.
Okay, well, the reason I'm calling, I know it's weird that I just called you out of the blue, and I haven't talked to you in like a year.
Yeah, no, I know. And I mean, I tried to call you a bunch of times after our date, but I never heard back.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that. But the reason I'm calling today is, I think you might have applied for a job where I work, and I wanted to maybe talk to you about that.
Seriously? Where do you work?
At Capital.
Yeah, of course. wow, that's crazy. You work there?
Yeah, I do. I work there. I've been there a bunch of years now.
Wow, small world, huh?
Kind of what I wanted to talk to you about the job there.
Well,
if you wouldn't mind.
No, I wouldn't at all, actually. And I've actually really been wanting to talk to you. So maybe that's the reason for this.
You have?
Yes. I've really been needing to talk to you.
You have?
Well, listen. I've been wanting to say that I'm sorry. I know that date was terrible. it was actually the low point in my life.
Going out on a date with me was the low point in your life.
No, God, no. Let me explain. Before our date, my dog ran away. And
oh my God.
I know it might sound kind of strange, but he really was my best friend, and I was a mess. He just disappeared out the back gate about a week before our date. And
that's horrible.
Yeah, it was. I was just in a really bad, bad place, but I didn't want to cancel because, you know, we really seemed to get along. I know I was a total d*** that night, and you weren't the only person. I was a mess, and I was a real jerk. And I just really wanted to say that I'm sorry.
Wow, I can't believe this. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, it was really hard, and I'm not proud of the way that I behaved through it. But I wanted you to know that you're actually the reason that I really turned my life around.
Really?
That night was so bad, and I was so ashamed of my actions. I took a long, hard look in the mirror, and I really started to change things in my life, which is the reason that I'm up for this job position right now, which is pretty crazy.
Wow.
Talk
wow.
about a small world.
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that. Seriously?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I tried calling you all those times. I felt really bad, like a jerk, and I just wanted to say I'm sorry and thank you, really.
Wow, Chris, I didn't expect that at all when I called you. I'm so flattered.
Well, I'm really glad I got this chance to talk to you and let you know how I feel. I mean, you were a great girl. I mean, you are a great girl. And,
Chris.
I've really been wanting to say that I'm sorry and to thank you for a long time. I mean, once I blew it with you, I knew that I really had to make a change, and you're the reason for that. I'm so thankful that I got the opportunity to tell you.
But we just had one date on Tinder.
I know, but that date was the turning point in my life for me. You really are the reason that I am where I'm at today.
Chris, oh my God.
And you know, hey, now maybe we'll be able to work together, see each other every day. That would be great.
Yeah.
Well, oh, it's a little awkward.
Allie?
Yeah.
What was that?
What's up, Chris? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
I'm on the radio?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Welcome.
Wait, I don't understand what's happening.
I'll explain it for you, Chris. Allie wanted to call you today for something called the Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Okay. What is that exactly?
Well, that's if you have an issue with somebody, you email our show and we'll give you some advice as long as you call that person on the radio and talk to them.
I see.
And Allie wanted to call you to talk about the job that you applied for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Chris. I'm so sorry. I didn't think it was going to go this way. I thought it was going to be a lot more awkward. And
No, it was plenty awkward,
yeah,
I think.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Really awkward, Allie.
Yeah, this is awkward for sure.
Jubal, do you think that you could put... Chris, would it be okay if they put you on hold? And Jubal, can I just talk to you guys just for a second?
No, Allie, no.
Hey, Chris, do you mind holding for a second? I promise we'll get right back to you. I know your time is valuable. You hold on the phone for a second?
Okay.
Okay. All right, Allie, I put him on hold.
Allie!
I feel so bad. I had no idea, like, all the stuff that he was going through, like his dog, and I just be a terrible person now, and I just...
This did not go like you thought it was, did it?
No way!
No, it really didn't.
Can I ask, Allie, are you positive he doesn't know that you work there? Because what if this is one big lie from him?
Oh.
I think he's genuine, Brooke. He sounds like he's not a liar.
Yeah, I believe
he sounded pretty legit to me.
Yeah, like, he did call me so many times. I really should have answered now. I wish I had, but... It seems like he's really turned his life around, and like
yes!
he's really convinced me. I kind of want to help this guy. Like, I want to help him get the job. I'm glad I didn't do that to his resume.
Are you serious?
What do you want to do with your Awkward Tuesday phone call now, Allie?
Where do we go from here?
When I take him off a hold, do you want me to tell him about the resume?
Oh, please don't tell him about the resume. Please don't tell him about that.
Yeah,
I would feel even worse. It's not fair to him already.
She could still get fired for even thinking about the resume stuff, let alone talking to us about it.
Can you guys put him back on so I can tell him something?
Okay, sure. Hang on one second. Hey, Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out on hold. We had to talk about you behind your back a little bit. But Allie has some more things that she wants to say to you.
Chris, first of all, I'm really sorry. But second of all,
hey, Chris,
like...
I have a question just real quick before Allie starts to talk to you.
Oh, no.
Sure.
Have you updated your resume, like, just for this new job? I just want to make sure that, you know, you got everything up to date on it.
Stop.
I'm just checking to make sure he's got everything in order.
I'm sure he's fine. He's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually worked really hard on it.
Okay, good.
What's so funny about that?
Nothing.
I don't know. I was just asking.
Chris, listen. So this isn't the way I thought the phone call was going to go. I was actually calling you because I wanted to tell you not to apply because I just thought it would be weird.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, I just thought it would be really awkward for the both of us. And, you know, but after talking to you, I feel like you really, you're genuine. You really turned your life around. And I'd like to try to help you get this job.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm totally serious. I want to try to help you.
What?
That would be great. That's really sweet of you.
You're such a sweetheart.
Look, you seem really sweet.
You know, I mean, maybe if all of this works out, like, we could go and grab a drink to celebrate,
what?
You know, kind of.
Uh-oh. That's how this whole thing started, Allie.
Yeah, okay. I feel like I owe you one now.
Oh, really?
Is this seriously happening right now?
Great, great.
What?
Oh,
I don't know what just happened.
I'm so confused.
Chris, Allie started this off just wanting to rip you because you were such a jerk when you went out with her, and now it sounds like she's in love with you.
And she feels like she owes you
yeah.
for some reason.
How did this happen?
Because you were the a-hole?
You guys, he went through so much stuff. You heard him. What?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I admitted I was a complete jerk that night, you know, but I really have changed.
Oh, awesome.
See, guys? He's serious.
Okay, well, I guess you guys will make plans to go out and talk about the new job.
Well, Chris, I'll make sure your resume gets to the right place.
That sounds great.
Chris, thank you for being on the show, even though you didn't realize you were on the show until just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, hey, thank you guys.
Yeah, no problem. And Allie, good luck in the future.
Well, thanks, guys. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Sounds like Chris has changed his tune. Until, of course, he gets that job and starts making a lot of money and becomes a jerk all over again.
Oh, he won't. He won't.